Unit 7 Test. Exercise 1.
I'm Alison, and today I'm going to talk to you about Rosie, a 70-year-old lady who I really admire. I first met Rosie when I joined the Talking Friends Project. The school organised the project to help people over 65 who feel alone and bored. One of the activities in the project is for teenagers to visit people in a retirement home. You know, a place where over 65s live in a community and nurses look after them. I want to be a nurse when I finish college, and I thought the experience would help me get a job when I finish studying. I didn't know what to expect at first. The school matched each student with one person in the home. I was worried I might not have much to talk to my partner Rosie about because we have had very different lives and because of our ages. But it wasn't like that at all. We became friends straight away and made each other laugh. Now, 1 year later, we still get on really well. And even though the project has finished, I get excited when I go and see her once or twice a week. Our relationship keeps getting better and better. Sometimes I help her with things, like getting ready to go out. But most of the time, we just hang out and tell each other about our lives. She has such wonderful stories to tell about her past. It's really interesting being with her. She's also there for me in difficult times. I remember once I was having a problem at school and I got really upset. When I went to see her, she got me a hot drink and listened to me. I felt so much better after that. Meeting Rosie has taught me a lot about other people, and I've become a better person because of it. I think talking friends is a great experience, even if you don't make a good friend like I did.